And now it's time for Gordon's Friday Morning Potpourri with your host, Gordon.
Wow, you,
oh, thank you.
Yeah. Fox voice
it's
guy to do
Fox
that.
Fox guy, yeah. He does the, those real annoying VOs during the ALCS.
Will the Tigers come back?
Yesterday at this time, I believe we were debating celebrities of Dallas, who most represents Dallas as a celebrity. Wasn't that at this time?
Yeah.
Okay. There were several that we missed. Now, there's two different questions. Who are celebrities who are associated with Dallas, and who is the face of Dallas as a celebrity? Those are two different things.
The face of Dallas is what we were looking for.
And that's going to be J.R. Ewing.
Or Jerry Jones.
Or Mark Cuban.
Or Tom Landry.
There's a few other ones that we missed. T. Boone Pickens, he's here, right?
He is not the face of Dallas, because I bet you most people couldn't pick him out of a lineup.
Mm-mm. They couldn't Pickens him out of a lineup?
Right.
Yeah. I guess that's a boon for our question.
Shut up.
Aaron Spelling. Did you know he was from here?
Let me tell you.
He's the face of Dallas.
He is not anywhere close to the face of Dallas. That's ridiculous that he would even be suggested.
Angie Hardon.
Harmon.
Oh.
Didn't even live here.
My apologies.
They used to.
The Jonas Brothers.
Nice.
They're not the face of Dallas.
Erykah Badu.
She's
the hairstylist.
Accomplished, but no, again, not the face of the Metroplex. That's ridiculous.
Chase Crawford.
Come on.
You're trying hard.
Lance Armstrong.
No, he's more associated with Austin.
Selena Gomez.
Nope.
Melinda Gates.
No, again, no one can pick her out of a lineup.
Stop trying to get with Melinda.
What does that mean?
It's a year one callback.
Rhines is laughing right now.
As Rhines is laughing, got his ear horn up to the radio. How did people ever actually... That is the worst hearing aid ever. The ear trumpet.
Is that
shape? People put those big old cornucopia things in their ear. I guess that's all they had.
Yeah.
Certainly, in those days. All right, what about the ticket's own Owen Wilson and Luke Wilson?
They are greatness, but they are not the face of the Metroplex.
Vanilla Ice.
Come on.
R.L. Turner's own. He was a freshman when I was a senior.
Did he ever...
Oh,
like,
that's a great story.
Did he ever...
let's replay it.
He was a freshman, I was a senior, at R.L. Turner.
Did he bully you?
No, he was a little twerpy freshman when I was a senior, so no.
Oh, so you bullied him.
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh, I'm sorry, it was the other way around.
I taught him what the mean streets of Josie Lane were all about.
Is Josie Lane mean? I guess it is now, according to you.
No, it wasn't, but, you know, he...
Giorgio says...
Tried to play gangster a little bit, and...
Giorgio said when the paint colors on the houses got a little too wild, he got out.
I've never said that. I don't even know what that means.
In that Carrollton Farmers Branch area.
I don't even know what that means.
You know exactly what that means. Okay, we have a sad passing in the world of media. I don't think you guys know about this yet.
Mr. Peppermint?
No, we covered that one. Any other guesses?
Peter Jennings.
No, that was like 12 years
ago.
Stop
asking us to guess at who died. That's just
Adelpha
wrong.
Callejo.
Now, I should mention, well, I'll give you a hint.
I'm going to out jalapeno you.
No. Oh, whoa. No. The voice of a Whataburger.
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
I'm misleading you a little bit here.
You saw him.
He didn't die, but Whataburger has killed the Whataburger guy.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
I'm going to get out jalapeno'd now.
I'm going to out jalapeno you.
He was great.
Everybody likes pie. Everybody likes pumpkin pie.
Man, we got to get him on next week.
Someone's going to eat that pie.
William H. Bassett is the actor's name. He's 75 years of age, and he has been told by Whataburger that after 9 years, They're killing off the Whataburger guy.
Golly. I knew Bassett was getting hounded by the Whataburger execs.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's just go ahead and end the week right here.
Let you just triggered the format switch.
All my troubles seem so far away. Now I need to know they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday, especially with cheese. I'm not half the pie I used to be. There's a taquito hanging over me.
There is no market value for Whataburger Guy releasing an album of Beatles songs. There's no, there's no call for that.
We just may hear that next week.
I want to hold your ham sandwich.
Let me tell you how it will be.
I couldn't think of one either.
You couldn't?
No.
There's one for you.
So was the ad campaign not working? Is that the deal?
Okay, this is what they're going to go to. They're going to go to a documentary style of an ad featuring employees and customers using their own words to describe what makes Whataburger special.
I've seen them already.
Boring.
Yep, not as good.
This is not as good as me being on the commercials?
Nope.
How about a fried jalapeno pie?
I thought he was great. I thought he made everything sound really good.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Hickory smoked cheese. But chipotle sauce.
He brought awareness to things like being out jalapenoed. I haven't been out jalapenoed since I heard that commercial.
Deep fried smoked roadkill even sounds good when I say it.
He was not from Texas. The Texas accent that he affected for the ads are a far cry from his native Ohioan tongue.
He was a Yankee. Okay.
Yeah. And he lives out in Los Angeles, but he has a sister-in-law from Georgia, and he kind of got the country accent from her, and then he put a little gravel in it. He doesn't naturally have any gravel in his voice.
Wow.
So I'd love to hear what he really sounds like. You know, he was on an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm, I think, or
really?
Seinfeld or something, yeah. He was a cab driver.
What's the deal with jalapenos?
Now, what voice is that?
He's jerk, I know.
He's wronging
biggest
you, man.
Jerk, I know.
So, anyway, Whataburger guy coming to an end. I have a question for you. Do you think it's weird or creepy to stuff your pet?
Yeah.
The answer is no.
I saw this story online about some polar bear that they're, I guess, a zoo is stuffing and putting on display or whatever. But, you know, Roy Rogers did this to Trigger. He stuffed Trigger. Why is it that it's okay to have a little urn full of your pet's ashes? You're keeping their remains. Isn't that creepy enough? I mean, isn't that the same business?
Yeah, but you're not having to look at... I think looking at them without... and they're
but
not
what a
alive.
Great way to remember them.
But they were a part of the family to the point where it would be awkward to stuff your grandmother and look at her.
But why?
They can't
it's
run
weird.
Anymore. They're just there. No.
But we keep ashes in an urn on a mantle.
That creeps me out, too. Don't but want any part of that.
Not saying that's right, but I know that it's wrong to stuff your pet.
What about stuffing Grandpa and putting him in his favorite chair and just he's always there? You can talk to him and have one-sided conversations.
That's weird and creepy.
How about plastination? You said, Giorgio, you'd do that. Or Craig said he'd allow us to plastinate him and put
Craig didn't care what we
put him in the ticket lobby.
Yeah, I don't care what you do with me. I'm just saying I wouldn't do that with a family member or a pet.
Mark. Hey, did you see we got more information about Anthony Weiner's explicit sexts? One of those girls is writing a book to tell her side of the story.
Unnecessary.
Because it's been misrepresented.
Eva Longoria.
Okay, so the guy's sexting. But the weird thing is, with these women, these strange women, he's like bagging on his in-laws and comparing the pictures that the women are sending of their genitalia to his wives.
Oh, no.
Oh.
One of the sexts said,
OMG, I didn't think I could get any difficulter.
It's a different word for difficult.
Yeah.
I think we got you.
I didn't think I could get any difficulter. That is a perfect cat. Mm. I'm not used to such a perfect cat. Mm. Baby, you're beautiful.
I hope his political career was worth it.
Well, he certainly lost that. That was very disturbing. And which candidate for Republican nominationing about president? You know what I'm saying? Which Republican candidate is worth the most?
Dan Marino.
Bad Ooh, guess.
That's a good one.
Mitt Romney.
I'm going to guess...
Shrevebo.
I'm going to guess the businessman Herman Cain.
You are correct, Giorgio. It's Mitt Romney by a country mile.
Yeah, he's about to build some big old compound in California.
His estimated net worth is between $190 million to $250 million.
Wow. How did he build that?
He had some...
Running for president.
No, it was Bain Capital. It was a venture capital firm that he co-founded. Michelle Bachmann is worth $1.3 to $2.8 million.
Bitch.
Herman Cain is worth $2.9 to $6.6 million. Ron Paul, $2.25 to $5 million. Rick Perry is the poorest of all the candidates. He has an estimated net worth of $1.1 million.
All right, interesting stuff. Thank you.